And Lord Chaitanya was always so happy to see him. The boy would fall down at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and offer his life and his soul. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would embrace him with great affection and ask so many questions about the child's welfare. And they would talk about so many wonderful topics related to Krishna. Lord Chaitanya would spend a lot of time just talking to this little boy. One day, after Lord Chaitanya reciprocated with the love of this child, the child left. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, Lord Chaitanya loved this boy so dearly because of his simple devotion. And how possibly can a young child not want to associate with someone who loves him so dearly? It was impossible for the child to stop coming. But it was impossible for Damodar Pandit to tolerate. After the child left on that day, Damodar Pandit, he spoke. Everyone says that you have come to teach the highest principles of religion by your example. What are we seeing here? Why you allow this child to come here? Do not you know that people will talk, it will be the ruination of your reputation? Lord Chaitanya replied, what nonsense are you speaking? Damodar Pandit replied, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are completely transcendental to this world and everything in. You are totally free to do whatever you want. No one has the power to question you. Everything you do is perfect. However, this world is full of fault finders and envious people. This boy may have all good qualities, but his mother is a widow. She has no husband. He is dead. His mother is chaste, austere, and a great devotee of the Lord. But she has one disqualification. She is young and beautiful. And if people see that you are so intimately mixing with her son, they will talk against you. Because the nature of this world is people want to find faults and they gossip and they talk so many things. And your reputation will be ruined, and how can we tolerate this? And their lives will be destroyed by thinking this of you. Therefore, my Lord, please consider my appeal. Lord Chaitanya, when he heard this, he became completely satisfied. He said to Damodar Pandit, your impudency is the sign of your pure love for me. I have no other associate that is so intimately dear to me as you. Because you are even willing to speak harshly just for my benefit to serve me. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu affectionately embraced Damodar Pandit. The next day, Lord Chaitanya called for Damodar Pandit. Srila Damodar Pandit bowed down dandavat to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya embraced him and spoke. He said, "You should go to Nadia and associate with my mother, because my mother, she is such a pure devotee of me. And I have taken sannyas, and due to my mother's instruction, I am living in Puri. So I cannot be there to protect her. I see no better person that could possibly protect my mother than you. Because you are so strict that you even chastise me. I know that if anyone does anything that is not perfectly bona fide, you will chastise them. So you will maintain the highest and purest standards. Please go and take shelter of my mother's lotus feet and protect her." Then Lord Chaitanya arranged for Govinda to bring wonderful, wonderful prasad to be packed from Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya said to Damodar Pandit, "Please bring this prasad and give it to Sachi Devi and distribute it to Advaitacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Srivas, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and all the other devotees. And tell my mother this message. That please know, mother, that I come to your house whenever you offer me the love and prayers along with the food that you cook. Please know, mother, that every time you pray that Nimai love these foods, how much I wish he would come and eat them, that I come and I eat them. I cannot stay away from you. I am always living in your heart and in your home. I cannot give up your motherly love even for a moment. Remind Sachi Mata about how last year, on the day of Makara Sankranti, she offered all the food I loves to eat. And she prayed in that day, 'Oh Nimai, please come and take this prasad.' She made 10 different kinds of shak. And she made various other vegetables. He described what vegetables and what sweetmeats, and how she made sweet rice and condensed milk. And she offered it with tears blinding her eyes. And I ate all of it. But because of the nature of her love, she doesn't believe I come. She thinks that she forgot to put the food on the plate and she offers it again. Remind her of this and tell her, 'Indeed, I do come to take your prasad.' And offer her my millions and millions and millions of obeisances at her lotus feet." Damodar Pandit, after being embraced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and getting the blessings of the other devotees, he departed for Navadvip. There he met with Sachi Mata. How he surrendered at her lotus feet with great love. And how throughout the day and throughout the night he would narrate the intimate pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. How much bliss Sachi Mata experienced in the association of Damodar Pandit. Then Damodar Pandit began to explain the wonderful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya to all the devotees, and they were all so happy to hear. But while he was living in Navadvip, all of the Vaishnavas were in fear of him. Anyone who at any time, anywhere, deviated even slightly from the highest principles of Vaishnav Siddhanta and etiquette, he would chastise them with harsh words. Hare Krishna. During the stay of Damodar Pandit in Navadvip, everyone behaved perfectly according to all the rules and regulations. One day,